Brenda Wright is one of those people we can count on with the Juneau Audubon Society to keep track of all the birds that flow into Juneau during the summer, into our woods and marshlands to feed upon the abundance of food that we have for the birds as they head north and then south again in the fall. But Brenda, you know, we always start off by asking you, what birds are you watching these days?
Well, one of the really fun things that I enjoy this time of year is to get to see the rare bird alert. And if you're interested in keeping track of strange and different birds that show up in Juneau in the summertime, you could just go to ebird.org, part of Cornell University, and see what's happening. And right now, we have some really interesting ones. I'm sure a lot of folks have seen wood ducks other places except Juneau. They're extremely colorful. The males have bright red, bright orange, and they're just gorgeous. And right now, there's a small family at the community garden. It's really fun to get to see them here in Juneau. We just have a couple pairs that show up in the summer.
That is so interesting that every now and then you get these birds that you don't normally see. Do you think that our warmer weather, sort of part of this climate change scenario we have going, could be a factor in that?
I'm sure it can be for many birds, but our wood ducks have been showing up around here for over 15 years, one or two at a time. So I think they're like a lot of birds. Some of them, they get their directions slightly off, and so they travel to a brand new place, and gosh, look, it's nice enough to stay.
So one of the things that you wanted to talk about today to share with our listeners is that it is nesting time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means different behaviors than we might normally see.
Right, right. And especially now that some of the birds that live with us year-round, like the dark-eyed junco and the song sparrow, they started off so early in the spring that they're singing their little heads off again. They're going to start a new nest. But the fun thing to watch is, especially with robins or a varied thrush that's a little bit bigger, sometimes they leave the nest with really nice flight feathers but no tail feathers, and so they have a terrible time steering. And you can often tell that they're still young of the year because they're begging constantly even while they're flying.
Well, you know, unless you are a bird watcher and you go out specifically, you miss these little dramas.
Well, you know, the robins come right to our driveway, so you can hardly ever go out your yard or step around your house at all without seeing a robin. And they're busy with their mouth completely full and trying to grab some more, and that's because they're still feeding a whole bunch of almost adult birds.
Well, we're getting up to the time of the year, too, where you can go to various places and see eagles trying to snatch up some salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your recommendations for right now, places to see?
You know, the best place in town is the hatchery. Soon, the other day, I was driving by the old Juneau Empire the Cirque building now, and there were 11 eagles sitting on the roof. They're just watching and waiting for that big batch to show up.
So what about other water birds and things? What places do you recommend? Because this is the time of the year a photographer's dream to get wildlife shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although we have a really large water birds population in winter, an awful lot of them leave here, especially the geese and the ducks, and go somewhere else to nest. But we do have almost every pond has at least one mallard family, 8 to 12 babies. They're almost as big as mom now. You can see them at Rotary Park, too. So it's not like you have to go far out of your way to get to see a few young birds. But the ones that you are most likely to see are the ones that are ground feeders like the robin and the varied thrush.
So you have had bird walks in the past. Do we have any coming up?
No, we've always focused more on the migration time through here in Juneau for Juneau Audubon. So we do the walks from April through June. But next week we're actually having a low tide walk on Wednesday out of the Rainforest Trail. And because it's still kind of COVID times, we're still asking people to sign up for it in advance.
And so they have to go to the Juneau Audubon Society website,
mm-hmm,
to do that.
Yes.
So What can you expect to see at a low tide walk?
Oh, it's so amazing, especially a nice minus four like we're having next week. There are so many critters that are just beyond your view when it's just a minus two tide. So there's just whole tons of invertebrates, beautiful kelps and seaweeds of all sorts, just gorgeous sea stars and starfish. It's just amazing what you can see. Truly is beautiful colors that you can't quite imagine are there under the water.
Well, it seems to me that you've got a range of places in Juneau to check out the birds, mm-hmm. right from your own backyard to doing a tide walk. It seems that that's a way to remind people about the richness of bird watching opportunities in this community.
Mm-hmm. It is a little bit quieter this time of year because so many of the ones that sing so beautifully in May and June are quiet now because they're feeding, nesting their nests. But you can still hear them early in the morning if you happen to want to get up. But there was one other thing I did want to talk about a little bit about how there's certain kind of activities that are defensive activities by birds. And one of the things that came to mind originally was whenever there's a very small owl visible in daylight, sometimes it gets mobbed.
Oh.
And that means that a bird, it's sitting there with its eyes half open because it doesn't want to be out there in the daylight. And one chickadee sees it, and they start telling everybody in the neighborhood until there's 30 chickadees jumping
owl,
up and down.
Owl.
Owl, owl, owl. And they're all just swarming around it. They're not hitting it or touching it, but they're just very menacing and they're very mob-like.
I've never seen that or heard that. Mm. And it's just basically because they view the owl as a threat.
Yes, yes, indeed. And then chickadees and our special our pygmy owl and our saw-whet owl, they're definitely targeted for their babies and their young. So the chickadees know when there's an enemy in town and they don't want them there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Brenda, just it's always a joy to have you on to share your knowledge. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rhonda.
Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society.